Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish and Fupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gugu, how's it going?
Keeping well, thank you.
Now, you know, if you're in mining, this name will ring a bell. Somebody comes up to you and they go, Neil Froneman. You'll know exactly who they're talking about. But if you don't, well, you're going to get to find out because he's going to be retiring soon.
Definitely. So he's typically dubbed as Mr. Fix-It, but really known as a legend within the mining fraternity, having interacted with him a number of times during company results, straight talker, very clear and direct in terms of his decision making, and also has a wealth of knowledge in terms of mining in South Africa. Now, he's really grown to prominence in terms of his history, largely as the current CEO, or going to step down as the CEO of Sibanye-Stillwater Group. This is a business that initially started off primarily mining gold, and then he transitioned it to also focus on platinum, which has really seen the business grow from strength to strength to such an extent that there was a time when he received a payout of at least 300 million rand that rocked the headlines in terms of executive pay. But many will say that he is good for the money, largely because of the wealth of experience that he does have, having started in mining back in the 1970s and really being seen as a legend in terms of his influence as well, of being a critic of the apartheid government and also assisting South Africa to transition during the time into a level of democracy and freedom. So he will be stepping down. From what we understand, he's also at least shifted the business's market capitalization to $20 billion before retiring. And that's largely also on the back of the benefit, I guess, in terms of commodity prices. But overall, new CEO coming in for Sibanye-Stillwater in the form of Richard Stewart as Neil Froneman is due to retire.
Okay. And then earlier on, I read a headline that specifically BMW SA CEO thinks he's got a way that he can make these cars cheaper. We've spoken about how much pressure German automobile manufacturers are under because the Chinese obviously are sweeping everything. So what can you tell us about that?
You're quite right. Well, we have seen that since 2018, the share of locally manufactured vehicles in South Africa has declined from 46% to 43% in 2018. Meanwhile, Chinese brands have skyrocketed during the same period from 18% to 37%. So they're certainly gaining a lot of market share. From a South African point of view, as you correctly state, BMW South Africa CEO is currently in talks with the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition to make sure that they can actually use and tap into the import duty credits, turning them into cash and as a result lowering the cost of manufacturing and producing local vehicles in the South African market. That is expected to have a direct impact on our pockets as consumers, essentially just making the vehicles a little bit cheaper. So think of it as them tapping into current savings and adding a buffer to the level of affordability for vehicles. So that's on the one hand of domestic aspects to try and improve vehicle sales. But internationally, a headline also caught my attention regarding the likes of Nissan and Honda. Now, they were actually in conversation to sign a memorandum of understanding and become the world's third largest car maker by aligning their strategies. So far, from what we understand, sounds like a relationship that never happened. They've agreed to actually terminate this memorandum of understanding, and both vehicle manufacturers are still going to try to navigate their way into continuing to dominate their market for sustainability. It's not quite clear what this strategy does entail yet, but coupled with the fact that they're also faced with cheap Chinese imports, they're also challenged by the fact that we have electric vehicles which have grown in terms of prominence. So Nissan and Honda, what was meant to be a union and an acquisition, a merger between the two businesses, is no longer going to take place for the moment.
Okay. And so please tell us, what are the markets looking like?
Well, the markets will open up from 87,841 points for the JSE All Share Index. Currency-wise, we're at 1850 to the US dollar, 2323 to the British pound, and now 1935 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Happy Valentine's Day, Guguletu.
Oh, thank you.
I thought she was gone there. All right. Back to regular business.
Business update with Gulish and Fupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.